It's time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday to you. This is Trevor Hall, and it is Monday, October 25th. Big news day today. We'll get to that here in just a moment. But first, let's look at gold from last week. Friday, gold shot up over $1,800 to as high as $1,814. This occurred in the absence of explicit news that might have been gold-friendly. But Fed Chair Powell sprayed a fire hose at the price rally late morning when he stated during his speech that the Fed was on track to begin tapering, which took the price back below $1,800, where it settled at $1,794. Silver ran from $2,420 to as high as $2,495 before Powell's speech. Silver ended up settling the week at $24.42. The gold-silver ratio closed out the week at 73.47 and appears to be headed lower. The Mining Stock Journal noted that once again, Powell's taper threat lacks a firm commitment to when the alleged taper might begin. The newsletter also believes that the recent upward movement in gold and silver reflects a growing acknowledgement that the Fed has lost control of price inflation. The mining stocks piled up on Friday with gold and silver. GDX nearly tagged its 200-day moving average and pulled back quite a bit to close up just 26 cents. The Mining Stock Journal noted that the GDX is up 13.5% since the end of September and that a consolidation or pullback would be healthy, as it would set up the next big move higher. On that note, the newsletter commented that not only do the precious metals charts look bullish, supported by continuously stronger fundamental factors, but sentiment towards the mining stocks is still tentative. This is a potential recipe for an explosive move heading into the last 10 weeks of the year. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Rio2. Rio2 is advancing the Phoenix Gold Project in Chile, the largest undeveloped gold heap leach project in the Americas. Phoenix consists of 5 million ounces in the measured and indicated resource category and 1.4 million ounces in the inferred resource category. With a robust PFS in place, Phoenix is set up for fast-tracked construction and production. You can find a list of project and company information on their website, rio2.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Breaking news. Calibre Mining just announced that it is to acquire Fiore Gold in a cash and stock deal valued at about $178 million Canadian with a 44% premium to create a diversified, Americas-focused, growing mid-tier gold producer with targeted annual gold production of about 245,000 ounces. Fiore shareholders will receive just under one of a Calibre share and 10 cents in cash for each Fiore share, with an implied consideration of $1.80 Canadian per share. Upon completion, existing shareholders of Calibre and Fiore will own approximately 78% and 22% of the combined company, respectively. Calibre will add Fiore's 50,000 ounces a year Pan Gold Mine, the adjacent advanced stage Gold Rock project, and the past producing Illipa Gold Project in Nevada to its existing production base in Nicaragua, with a resource base of 4.4 million ounces measured and indicated and 3.1 million ounces inferred. It will also have some $96 million in cash and no bank debt. Calibre Mining trades on the TSX under CXB and on the OTCQX under CXBMF. Fiore Gold trades on the TSX Venture under F and on the OTCQB under FIOGF. And we will do our best to get some market commentary from this news. That's big news. Pretium Resources announced a new high-grade gold exploration discovery at the Golden Marmot Zone on its Brucejack property in BC, some 3.5 kilometers north of its Valley of the Kings deposit. Assays have been received for the first 9 drill holes, of which 8 holes intersected gold with a highlight of 53.5 meters grading 72.5 grams per ton gold in hole 786, including 50 centimeters grading 6,700 grams per ton gold and just under 4,000 grams per ton silver. The company said gold mineralization intersected at Golden Marmot occurs in the same host rocks and with the same alteration signature as the Valley of the Kings deposit, which is a strong indication it could be a new high-grade deposit. Its proximity and existing trail access could make it relatively easy to integrate into future mine plans as an independent source of ore to supply the Brucejack Jack Mill. Pretium Resources trades on the TSX and the NYSE under PVG. Talisker Resources announced it has expanded the new 227 vein at its Braylorn Gold Project in British Columbia, Canada, as hole 74A hit an intercept of 55 centimeters, grading 54 grams per ton, within a broader interval of just over 1 meter, grading 28.3 grams per ton. The company has completed over 67,000 meters of drilling in 122 holes as part of the 100,000-meter drilling campaign. Although early in the modeling process for the new veins, Talisker expects them to be included in its resource base. The company is aiming to build its resource to more than 5 million ounces and be seen as a Tier 1 gold deposit, which could potentially be of interest to bigger gold producers. Earlier this year, New Gold bought a 14.9% stake in the company. Talisker Resources trades on the TSX under TSK and on the OTCQX with TSKFF. Solaris Resources says it has extended its Warintza Central copper gold deposit in Ecuador to 1,350 meter strike length and is now overlaps its Warintza East discovery. Drilling highlights include 722 meters grading 0.69% copper equivalent in hole 33, drilled from Warintza Central into a partially open volume to the north, including 426 meters grading 0.85% copper equivalent. With the hits of long intervals of mineralization starting to come at Warintza East, Solaris said its drilling fleet has been reoriented to pursue an aggressive growth strategy via step-out and extensional drilling as it prepares to test more targets for further discoveries. Solaris trades on the TSX under SLS and on the OTCQB with SLSSF. Having just announced raising another $48 million from Eric Sprott to bring its treasury up to $150 million, Newfound Gold is doubling its exploration drilling program at the Queensway project near Gander, Newfoundland, to 400,000 meters. That's double from 200,000 that originally was announced. The company has completed about 102,000 meters to date and plans to increase the number of drill rigs on site from 9 to 14. Queensway has delivered three high-grade gold discoveries at Keats, Lotto, and Golden Joint to date over 2.6 kilometers of strike along the Appleton Fault Zone. The company continues to generate targets along the 20 kilometers of strike on Queensway North. Newfound Gold trades on the TSX Venture under NFG and on the NYSE American with NFGC. And finally, Great Bear also reported gold recovery test work this morning. 10 1-kilogram representative samples were analyzed, all tested combinations of grades, host rocks, sulfide content, and alteration styles, recovered a very high percentage of gold, of total gold, within a 4% range from 95.2% to 99.2%. LP fault gold mineralization is not refractory. All samples, regardless of grade, were described as free milling, indicating gold is not encapsulated in sulfide accessory minerals. Free gold mineralization has repeatedly been observed and reported by Great Bear. Great Bear trades on the TSX Venture with GBR and on the OTCQX with GTBAF. That concludes today's morning briefing. We'll be back later today with more market commentary. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.